in the mood for a sweet treat?
I wanted to say something to Candy.
Or a beverage, perhaps.
Luke, go and get your things ready for tomorrow, please.
Can I finish my beer?
No, you've got school tomorrow, and you're a child.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch. On Monday, May 9th, we are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness cast a spell over moviegoers this weekend and summoned a mystical $185 million debut at the domestic box office, becoming the second largest opening during the pandemic. The Marvel film trails behind Spider-Man No Way Home's $260 million debut, which continues its reign as the biggest pandemic opening. Meanwhile, The Bad Guys earned $9.7 million this weekend, good enough for second place. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 follows in third with an additional $6.2 million, bringing its total to $169 million. Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore made almost $4 million for number four, and because the multiverse is so hot right now, Everything Everywhere All at Once rounds out the top five. The interdimensional epic earned an additional $3.3 million this weekend, bringing its total to an impressive $41.5 million. Selena Gomez is going from the Arconia to 30 Rock. The singer, amateur chef, and only Murders in the Building star will host the May 14th episode of Saturday Night Live, joined by musical guest Post Malone. Gomez has performed on the show before, but this episode, the penultimate of season 47, will mark her first time hosting. Netflix has announced a few premiere dates along with first looks for the returns of some fan-favorite shows. Season 5 of Cobra Kai will debut September 9th. The streamer released a nearly two-minute teaser that previews another tense showdown between dueling karate senseis Daniel LaRusso and former toxic waste magnate Terry Silver. You can check that out at EW.com, which is where you can also get a first look at the third season of Never Have I Ever, which will premiere August 12th. ABC has canceled two of its freshman dramas, the reunited rap group drama Queens, starring Brandy and Eve, among others, and the wine country set Latinx family-centered Promised Land. Mateo Roach's month-long Jeopardy reign has come up a dollar short. The 23-year-old tutor from Toronto ended her win streak Friday with 23 victories and more than $500,000 in prize money. Roach was bested by Danielle Moore, a digital marketing manager from Georgia. Moore finished with a daily total of $15,600, while Roach came in second with $15,559. And Mike Haggerty, the character actor best known for his recurring role as Mr. Trigger on Friends, has died. He was 67. The cause of death has not been disclosed. Haggerty's most recent role was starring opposite Bridget Everett as her character Sam's father, Farmer Ed Miller, on the HBO comedy series Somebody Somewhere. Haggerty had a long career of memorable roles in the industry, including as a series regular on two short-lived sitcoms, The George Carlin Show and Lucky Louie. He also appeared in the original The Wonder Years and in episodes of Boston Legal, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Cheers, Community, CSI, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Entourage, ER, Glee, The Goldbergs, Grey's Anatomy, Happy Ending, Seinfeld, Shameless, among many others. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head over to EW.com. Contrary to popular belief, our number three pick today is not about dogs or animals of any kind. Instead, it's just about badly behaved children, adults too. It's the season premiere of Breeders. The FX British comedy is back for its third season, and Martin Freeman's Paul and family are still reeling from his son Luke punching him in the face last season. Luke decides it's best for Paul to move out for a bit and live with Leah. Meanwhile, Allie is dealing with Ava and her tumultuous entry into puberty. Here's a preview.
You jump into being a parent convinced that you're going to be the hero.
Grab a drink, will you? Come and hang out for a bit.
There's only beers in here.
Get yourself a beer then, you're nearly 15.
And bang, you're the bad guy.
I'm 13.
That's a man in most cultures.
Sometimes the bad guy is sexier.
All my favorite songs are slow and sad.
Do you hate me, Dad? Because I hit you.
All my favorite
I just lost control.
Why haven't you emptied the dishwasher?
You get that from your mother.
I'd pay 50 quid for a hug right now. Really?
I don't know what's wrong with me.
I always seem to make you angry.
Jesus Christ!
I can't live with the rage anymore.
If you're staying here, Dad, I can't.
Who is it?
A murderer, and I've come to murder you both with a big gun.
Oh.
Ava blames me for you moving out of the house. I'm miserable. I hate my life.
Why are you behaving like this?
She hasn't told you, has she?
Big announcement. Ava's got her period.
I never could stand tampons.
Oh, dear God.
The first 5 years, I stuffed a hanky in my pants and assumed I was dying.
Mom! Everything that feels so good is bad. Hi.
You and Kathy had lunch together.
Why didn't you tell me about it?
I just didn't think it was important.
You going on a date with another woman isn't important. I don't know what's
wrong with me. You and Dad getting a divorce. I don't know what's wrong.
In this family goes back to your rage. Luke, go and get your things ready for tomorrow, please.
Can I finish my beer?
No, you've got school tomorrow and you're a child.
You know, parenting can be pretty hard. Adolescence? That can be even harder. Watch the special one-hour season premiere of Breeders tonight at 10 on FX and streaming on Hulu. Everything is not as it seems on our number two pick, the latest episode of 911. The Fox drama is ready to shock audiences with its newest episode, which centers on Hen and Chimney uncovering a dark secret on the squad. Jonah is suspected to be a hoax hero, giving patients a lethal injection to bring them to the brink of death and then put on a show to save them and get all of the recognition. If the allegations are true and Jonah is exposed, he could be a threat to more than just the victims that are picked up by ambulances. Here's a preview.
I had this crazy idea and she was fine, and then she was dead. Maybe Jonah had done something. This guy's bringing people to the point of death, then they're using his skills to bring them back.
These are huge accusations.
If Jonah is who you think he is, he won't take kindly to being exposed.
Well, elsewhere in the episode, Eddie goes to Texas and tries to make amends with his father. It's all happening tonight on the new episode of 911 at 8 o'clock on Fox. It's trivia time. Powerhouse producer Ryan Murphy is an executive producer on 911, but he also inked a reported $300 million five-year deal with Netflix to create shows exclusively for the streamer. But which of the following shows is not on Murphy's roster of upcoming projects? American Horror Stories Season 2, Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story, or Watergate, American Crime Story? Stick around for that answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This week in entertainment history, 30 years ago today, on May 9th, 1992, the series finale of The Golden Girls aired on NBC. The Emmy-winning series, starring Betty White, Rue McClanahan, Bea Arthur, and Estelle Getty, who all won Emmys for their work on the show, wrapped after seven seasons, and more than 27 million people tuned in to watch Dorothy, Mary Blanche's uncle, and bid farewell to the other ladies, including her ma, as she moved to Atlanta. White, McClanahan, and Getty reprised their roles for one season in a sequel series, The Golden Palace, where they sell Blanche's house and move into a Miami hotel, which they also run.
Number one.
First, she's sour, then she's sweet, then she's a killer? Our number one pick is the debut of Candy, Hulu's true crime limited series based on the story of Candy Montgomery, played here by Jessica Biel, who is a suspect in the murder of her best friend Betty Gore, played by Melanie Lynskey. Taking place in 1980, series takes viewers on a journey through Betty and Candy's friendship, mothers and homemakers who could relate to each other. But after Candy starts having an affair with Betty's husband, things, as you might imagine, go south. Very south. Here is a preview.
I wanted to say something to Candy. I am so touched by your generosity.
Morning, Candy. You don't
lead us in prayer today.
I will. The compassion and friendship you've shown. I was thinking to start up a children's choir.
Teach children to be louder.
I think it's a wonderful idea. I do.
You're just a sweetheart.
What is wrong?
I know it makes me horrible.
I have an affair.
That's Betty's husband.
He's married.
I know, but...
Don't I deserve more?
Candy, we were so close and...
I've just been so busy. She knows.
Hey, y'all.
Something terrible has happened. It's Betty. She's dead.
Oh, Lord, Candy. Did you hear?
Such a travesty what happened to her.
What they are looking for is some kind of crazy drifter.
Thank God you weren't there.
Strong man.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
In this community, it's been a big shock. We were friends.
Swinging an axe 41 times. That ain't easy.
You broke a fingernail there.
Oh, a couple.
Oh, they're just so brittle. I really try to grow them, but I can't.
EW's Jessica Wang chatted with Beale, who explained what made her so interested in this dark and gruesome role.
I think what drew me was, you know, the complexities of these female characters, the psychological complexities, also the very sort of normal nature of their suburban lives and how for 90% of their life they lived this, both of them, these very sort of normal lives, suburban lives. And then, boom, this crazy thing happens. And also, I think the writing was just beautiful, subtly told, elegantly interwoven between different time periods and different times. And it was just one of those special ones that you just read it and you went, wow, oh, this is different. You know, this is something to pay attention to.
Well, lots of folks certainly paid attention to this story and trial, but don't worry, I am not going to spoil it here in case you don't know the outcome. But you can watch now for yourself. Candy debuts today on Hulu, with a new episode premiering every day this week. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of the following shows is not on producer Ryan Murphy's roster of upcoming projects? American Horror Stories Season 2, Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story, or Watergate, American Crime Story? Well, hopefully you didn't break into anything to find this answer. It's Watergate, American Crime Story. FX announced last August that a new season of the series is in fact in development, but it will focus on Studio 54 club owner Steve Rubell and Ian Schrager. Well, that is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm senior editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
What to Watch is written by Callie Shepp. Produced by Ashley Boucher, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.